Okay, so what's your name?
My name is Lisa Brewster.
And so we were just talking about old MP3 players and our Winamp and all of that good stuff. I want to ask you, what was the first music that you ever acquired?
Digitally?
Any just, format.
Well, the very first tape that I got was, let's see, whoever sang White Wedding.
Billy Idol?
Yeah, Billy Idol.
You got that on cassette?
Yes, that was a cassette tape, actually through BMI. My mother was making an order. It's like, oh, and she had like a few extra little coupons left to get the free, like buy eight, get one free, whatever. So I was like, that, and I was like 10. Uh-huh. And I had no idea who he was. And I was like, oh, that one looks pretty. So I got that one, and I ended up getting, I think like a Right Said Fred tape, because I remember hearing that song on the radio.
Were these singles or the full length?
They were full length.
Nice. So then, how do you listen to music now? And I know the answer to this already.
Now I listen to everything's on my iPod, or actually played through Winamp. But I don't really buy, I don't buy new music. I don't download new music. I've still, like, I kind of got the collection of stuff I listened to in high school, and that's, it's almost 7 years later now, is still the same core of music that I listen to now.
So you ripped it 7 years ago, and they're still with you?
Yes. Some of them ripped, some of them actually were downloaded before it was so bad to be downloading music. And before, like, all the RIAA was trying to, and NPIA was trying to get everybody for all the downloading, so it was back in the wild, wild west of music downloading. That's where I acquired a lot of it.
So do you ever buy music online?
No, I don't think I've ever bought any music online.
And that's mostly because your musical tastes are satisfied by the collection
yes,
you have?
Yes, exactly.
Cool. And what would you say about friends, like in terms of your peer group and people who listen to digital music, how do they mostly acquire it, and what are their ethics around that?
Most of my friends are kind of in the same boat as me. There's one friend in particular that sticks out who I know. He lives in Denver. He's a big Nine Inch Nails fan. So, of course, Trent Reznor's been doing some really amazing things in the way he's releasing music on the internet. And, like, every time Trent Reznor does anything, this guy messages me. He's like, oh, he released a secret surprise album that you can get for free, or you can pay the rest for $10. And so he totally supports that model. And I would consider, like, doing some Trent Reznor stuff. But I've been satisfied with what he's been making available for free.
And so what are your ethics about pirated music and peer-to-peer sharing or all of that stuff? Do you have a judgment about people who do that, or how do you feel about that?
I don't really have a judgment on it. I do believe I would prefer, I mean, artists that have like the big labels who are pushing the content down, like, oh no, you have to pay our prices and use our distribution model, and if you want to listen to your music in a different way, you have to pay again. I don't support that. I will not support that. But artists that do respect that we have lots of different devices for music and don't want to make us pay for content two or three times, totally support them. If just the right artist came along, I would happily buy music from them. Just haven't had really anyone interesting come around to me.
All right, awesome. Thank you.
No problem.